This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friends and colleagues, Carol Morgan and Todd Youngblood. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well.
Very good.
I'm looking forward to this conversation.
I am too.
It should be an awful lot of fun. We're joined next up by Dan Carroll. He is the Media Relations Director with DragonCon. Dan, welcome to the show.
Well, Todd, Carol, thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. Before we get into DragonCon, Dan, take a quick few seconds. Tell us about you and your background and your other gig that you're doing.
Well, my name is Daniel Carroll. As I said, I am a PMP, Project Management Professional, certified. I am a professional communications and IT project manager, and I've been working in communications since I was in my early 20s, and that was a year or two ago.
Exactly.
That is exactly. And I've been a geek since I was a young wee lad. The first time I tried to write fanfic, I was 5 years old. I dictated fanfiction about a Japanese anime to my sister. She typed it for me before I was old enough to hold a pencil. So I've been a geek through and through all along. About nine years ago, I got involved with an organization called DragonCon as a volunteer. And I was lucky enough in the year 2009 to be selected for their spokesman.
So I'm sure that we have listeners that don't know anything about DragonCon. So tell us about DragonCon.
Well, DragonCon is Atlanta's annual Labor Day festival. It's a time and place where 62,000 people come into downtown Atlanta, and they participate in 3,000 hours of programming, the largest parade in Metro Atlanta, and a lot of celebrity guests come into town to talk about geeky things. And those geeky things could be science fiction, fantasy, horror. A lot of people don't know, we have usually about 80 bands playing nearly 24 hours a day. And we have our own film festival. So it is, we can call it the largest fan-run multi-genre event in the world.
I love the way you proudly proclaimed yourself as a geek, as a young boy. Tell us about the quote-unquote typical DragonCon member.
Well,
what kind of folks are involved?
I'm going to tell you, there is no such thing as a typical DragonCon member. The woman who runs our Star Wars track is currently an MBA candidate who practiced law for several years. We have other attorneys working. We have doctors. I used to, when I worked at the help desk as a volunteer, the other volunteer that I used to work with a lot was a Toronto doctor who would fly in from Toronto. Roughly 48 or 49% of the people are coming from out of the state of Georgia. So about 51% of the people who attend DragonCon are coming from Georgia. Even the folks who come from Georgia normally get a hotel room for the weekend, and our hotel rooms sell out for our host hotels in about 5 to 7 minutes.
For wow.
Holy cow.
For one of our proudest moments is a local newspaper here that deals with business did an article quoting many of the hotel industry representatives from downtown stating that they probably would have gone out of business had it not been for DragonCon saving their summer. So we put the hotels in the black.
Awesome.
That is amazing. So for someone who's planning to go to DragonCon for the first time, how did you take this overwhelming amount of, you know, things to do and figure out what to do during DragonCon?
Well, I always say there's three ways to go your first time. One is with your friends who know what they're doing and have gone several times. Two, go for one day. Just get a one-day membership and enjoy that one day and use that as a chance to find out what DragonCon is and decide whether you want to come back for the full immersion experience. And the third is volunteer. We still have volunteer positions open. That's how I went. I originally had a daughter starting college that year, and you know, my wife at the time thought, wow, you're not spending that much money for one weekend when we've got college tuition to take care of. So I volunteered. There's a slight fee your first year you volunteer, but you get to see inside the convention. You still get plenty of time to go enjoy it, and it's part of something wonderful. So you can go to the website, DragonCon.org, and select participate, volunteer, if that's something you're interested in.
How many days altogether?
It's 4 days of actual programming. the joke now is that a few years ago they used to say that it started on Thursday, and that's when we start.
Gotcha.
Well, actually, that's not true. My team starts on Wednesday. So, and now they say that Wednesday is a new Thursday because you can go Wednesday evening and see plenty of people costuming and the bars are full and it's a lot of fun.
Wednesday's the new Thursday. Write that
down,
Carol.
There you go. I like that.
You said 3,000 hours of programming.
That's correct.
Like what? Give us some examples of some of the things that you personally think are the coolest.
Well, some of the things that I think are great are the large panels with all the stars of a particular show that are at Dragon Con. Some years is all the stars of Battlestar Galactica. Some years is all the stars of Star Trek. And they will sit in a 3,000-person auditorium. We have the Hyatt Regency as one of our host hotels. And you should ask me where it is, too, after I get done with this.
We will.
So it's the largest ballroom in Atlanta. And we're able to use that to great advantage for these large panels. So they will have these giant panels of the stars talking about their show, all the way down to, hey, I make toy water pistols into steampunk water pistols. Let me show you how to do that and how to. One of the things that's really popular is Jedi sword fighting for little kids with the Master Swordsman.
Did you see Schnick perk up at that one? What do you mean, little kids?
It is for little kids. But we do have martial arts. We have 33 individual, what we call program tracks. And one could be Star Wars, one would be Star Trek, one would be the works of Tolkien. We have some that cover literature. We have some that cover science. We have a space track where we'll have people from Huntsville and Cape Canaveral come up and talk. We host the EFF, Electronics Frontiers Foundation. We host their annual convention. And that is a convention of software engineers and hardware engineers, infrastructure people, and attorneys who are very concerned about the freedom that we have when it comes to electronics and the internet.
Can you imagine at the end of the day, the characters hanging out in the lounge of these host hotels? That has to be really, really exciting. All right. Well, Dan Carroll will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
When was the last time you browsed the web from your mobile phone? With more consumers than ever searching for your business on the go, it's important that you make a great first impression. Make sure your website is making the most of your mobile presence with content designed uniquely for smartphones and tablets. Get started with the team at Marketing Relevance today. Call 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right, and we're back with Dan Carroll, Media Relations Director at DragonCon.
So one of the things that we hear a lot about in Atlanta during Dragon Con is the costumes.
Oh, yeah.
So I assume that every year there's kind of a costume that's super popular because of something going on TV or, you know, in the news. Do you have any ideas of what this year's popular costume will be?
I think we're going to see some of the X-Men from the new X-Men Days of Future Past. You're going to see the post-apocalyptic X-Men pop up a lot. I'm willing to say that you're going to see a lot of Lost Girl costumes, and those are like Doctor Who costumes, kind of simple to put together because you're still doing humans. And as always, we will have lots of Doctor Who costuming. And I think the big trend is people taking dresses, or women for the most part, but it can be anybody, but taking dresses and making those dresses reflect the show or fandom they love with, but doing pinup style or 1950s poodle skirts for Justice League or pinup outfits for the Avengers. Those are more popular now than ever because it does a great job of going across a broad spectrum. Yeah, spectrum. I said it right. Of body shapes and sizes, and still making people look flattering their look, but also celebrating the fandom.
So if you show up in street clothes and not in a costume, are you going to feel out of place?
Not at all. It's a misconception. Dragon Con is probably the largest costuming event in the country, but that doesn't mean you have to be in costume all the time. I have a costume. I play Obadiah Stane from Iron Man, which consists of me walking around in a suit the whole time because I'm actually not allowed to wear a costume. I am allowed to wear a suit.
Good story, though. Yeah. I like that. Dan, you asked me to ask you about where. So where?
Where it is. It is Labor Day weekend. It is downtown Atlanta. We take up 5 hotels: the Westin Peachtree, the Hyatt Regency, Marriott Marquis, the Hilton Atlanta, and the Atlanta Sheraton. Basically, we go from Cortland all the way up to Peachtree Street, make a big giant C. And last year, we added something new, which was America's Mart. We use all of their floor space for our vending area. We have about 7 or 8 football fields sized, football fields worth of vending. So it's a large amount of vending, and we use almost all the space available in all the other hotels.
So what are some of this year's don't miss events?
Well, every Dragon Con, I always say, make sure you get to the Masquerade. The Masquerade is a costume contest where you not only wear the costume, but you have to act out something related to the costume. So it's both a talent contest and a costume contest. Along the same lines, we've for the over 18 crowd, we've implemented the past few years, we've had burlesque, and this year we have the Great Tool of Love running our burlesque show. It's in the evening. Take a look at our schedule. I cannot remember whether it's Saturday or Friday night, but it is not. It is a burlesque revival. It is not something obscene. It's just a lot of fun, and it's more like a comedy act than anything, but it's part of this great new burlesque revival. And speaking of revivals, Atlanta is a puppet city. It's a very strong puppet city. We have the Center for Puppetry Arts this year. Atlanta is hosting at Dragon Con the National Puppet Slam. And a puppet slam, for those who do not know, is a stand-up comedy act for puppets. Or actually, it's not always comedy. Sometimes it's quite serious. But it's an experimental puppetry event that is juried, and there's prizes. And if you want to see somebody the perfection of an art, this is the perfection of the art of puppetry.
All right. Well, I hate to say we're about out of time, but quick question. If we dress up, can we live broadcast from this event? That would be a lot of fun.
We will work on that for you. I see no reason why you can't.
All right. We'll have to talk about that offline, and maybe we'll settle it with the lightsaber duel.
Right. But I do want to do one more thing in order to let you do that, and that's say www.dragoncon.org for more information.
All right. Well, I was just going to tee you up for that. So is that where people can go to get all the information?
That is the best source of information.
Including hotels and all that stuff.
Absolutely.
And you can buy an eternal membership there.
Yes, you can. But the host hotel sold out within 5 minutes of tickets being available. There's a few overflow hotels that are still remaining. But if you look at the list, you have to scroll down to the Midtown hotels or the hotels by the airport. To get hotel space.
I'm dressing up like Obi-Wan and going on MARTA. That's what I'm doing.
You know, you are my only hope, Todd.
I knew that was coming. Dan Carroll, the Media Relations Director with Dragon Con. Dan, it was great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you very much, all of you.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Check us out by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a customer rating and review on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guest, Dan Carroll, my co-hosts Carol Morgan and Todd Youngblood, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you soon on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.